This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hi, Lizzie and Daniel. I've been invited to my friend's wedding. I'm super excited and cannot wait to celebrate this wonderful day with her and her soon-to-be husband. However, I'm not too excited about running into her cousin, my ex-boyfriend. It will have been 2 years since we separated. We just weren't the right fit for each other. Things happen. I have moved on with my life with chocolate, and so has he with his new girlfriend. I have known his family for years and have a very close bond with certain members of his immediate and extended family. That being said, I know the moment will come where his new girlfriend may see me interacting with these people, and there will undoubtedly be a moment when the two of us cross paths. I have no ill will against this girl and do not want to make her upset or make her feel uncomfortable. I'm trying to put myself in her shoes and be sensitive to the fact that she may be just as nervous about this potential interaction as I am. My question is, what do I do? Do I introduce myself? Do I wait for an introduction? Should I not greet his family members with the same hugs that I normally would? Do I avoid the couple in question? Sincerely, extenuating circumstances.
Oh, extenuating circumstances. My vote, you can tell me what you think after, is behave as you normally would. Hug the people you would. Don't hug harder and bigger and louder, you know, but don't also all of a sudden act weird. I would just behave as I normally would. Hugs, hello, conversations, dancing. There's just no reason not to do these things. I think that it's kind to think of how the new girlfriend is going to be feeling. I really want to give you awesome etiquette props for considering other people involved and what their emotions would be like. I also think it's fine to be yourself. I would also say to make sure that you are just friendly and warm when you meet her. Clearly, she is not a threat to you. Clearly, you're not interested in getting back together with him. There's no reason to have, like you said, any ill will. So be warm, be friendly. It'll put her at ease. I would not try to crack any inside jokes about your relationship with your ex. I would not try to tell her something about him. Oh my gosh, don't you, you know, if you want to know how to deal with his foot odor, I don't know what. Like, just don't try to educate her on him. And I also think you really have to be careful about doing too much reminiscing with him and also with her family, with the family members. That, you know, it's okay to talk about great times you guys have had, but just be careful not to overdo it in front of the new girlfriend.
I like it. I have very little to add to your advice, but I want to ask a follow-up question.
Please.
I really like the way extenuating circumstances is preparing herself for this. And I'm wondering if you can prepare yourself for someone else to be unprepared.
Oh, good question. Like if the ex is unprepared or if he's the one that gets awkward or if what if it's like mom who gets awkward or dad or cousin or other sister, you know, or something like that.
I think that there's some room here in this advice for being prepared to deal with someone else not being as prepared as you are. And maybe even imagining that those worst case scenarios that are peeking up in your mind occur.
Yeah, like imagine if all the things we just listed that you shouldn't do, don't reminisce, don't like educate her. What if he starts doing that to you?
Exactly.
I think I'd try to turn the conversation to the girlfriend at that point to get him to stop talking and just be like, oh, yeah, that was a fun time. Hey, what are you guys' plans for this year? What are you up to? Do you have any other weddings you're going to? Any other travel coming up? Change the subject.
And what's the safest subject at any wedding you're attending?
The happy couple. What a great point.
Keep the attention on that happy couple, and you're going to be able to get out of the most difficult and awkward situation that could possibly arise.
Good, solid advice. Extenuating circumstances. I hope that you have a fabulous time at this wedding.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.